Yo, what's up, my Alpha fam? Logan Cruz here, coming at you live from my makeshift studio, which, by the way, looks like a frat house after a particularly wild kegger. But hey, who cares about aesthetics when we're talking real talk, right? Today we're tackling something that's plaguing more of you than you probably realize, imposter syndrome. Ever feel like you're faking it till you make it? Like everyone else has got their act together, and you're just winging it? Yeah, me too, fam. But here's the truth bomb. We're all in this together. Even the TikTok stars with millions of followers, and those Instagram influencers who seem to be living their best lives 24/7. They feel it too. That gnawing doubt, that nagging voice telling you you're not good enough, smart enough, or worthy enough. So, let's break this sucker down. Because overcoming imposter syndrome isn't about magically wishing it away. It's about owning your shit and becoming the damn alpha you're meant to be. Take one. Stop comparing yourself to everyone else. Seriously, dude, social media is a highlight reel, not reality. You're seeing curated moments, not the full picture. People always look better on vacation, or when they're just hitting that like button on your latest post. Focus on your own journey, your own goals, and celebrate your wins, even the small ones. Think of it this way. You wouldn't compare your Fortnite skills to Ninja, would you? Unless you're actually a god at gaming, then keep slaying. Take two. Recognize that everyone starts somewhere. Even the most successful people were once just starting out, fumbling through their own doubts and insecurities. Think about Elon Musk. Yeah, he built rockets and sent cars into space, but he also had to learn how to code, build teams, and navigate the treacherous waters of business. He didn't just wake up one day with $1 million and a spaceship. He hustled, learned, and grew. Take three. Learn to embrace failure as part of the journey. It's not about avoiding mistakes. It's about learning from them. Every time you fall flat on your face, get back up, dust yourself off, and analyze what went wrong. Think of those epic fails as golden opportunities for growth, like a remix that gets better with every listen. Take four. Build a support system of people who believe in you, even when you don't believe in yourself. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, encourage your dreams, and challenge you to be your best self. Ditch the negativity, fam. You need squad goals that are about genuine support and growth, not just mindless selfies and empty validation. Take five. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, even when you screw up. You're human, for crying out loud. We all have moments of doubt and uncertainty. Treat yourself with the same understanding and grace that you would offer a good friend. Remember, your worth isn't defined by your achievements or failures. It's inherent in who you are. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're about to deliver a presentation at work, and your palms are sweating like you just ran a marathon. That voice in your head is screaming, "What if they think you're an idiot? What if you mess up?" You start doubting yourself, second-guessing everything you've prepared. Sound familiar? I've been there, trust me. But here's the thing. That feeling of self-doubt can be a double-edged sword. It can paralyze you or fuel your fire. You gotta decide which one it's gonna be. Take a deep breath, channel that nervous energy into focus, and remember all those times you've knocked it out of the park before. The world needs your voice, your ideas, your unique perspective. Don't let imposter syndrome silence you. Embrace the challenge, own your shit, and go after what you want with unwavering confidence. You got this. Don't forget to share this episode with your squad. They might need a dose of alpha energy too. Hit me up on DM with your thoughts, tag the podcast in your TikTok stories. Let's get this conversation going. Keep it real, keep it raw, and remember, you are enough, even when you don't feel like it. And if you haven't already, make sure you hit that subscribe button, leave a rating, and spread the word. Until next time, stay alpha.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.